Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here in Garrett County, Maryland. We're having a great time at the Our Story Conference, where I'm broadcasting today and tomorrow. As you know, if you've already been listening, if you just tuned in, well, now you know that too. And we're having a great time here visiting with all my new friends and at least a couple of my old friends, Beverly Williams and John Williams, my old friends who live here. And you know Beverly very well, folks. You've heard her many times on the show. She and I are about to celebrate our 8th anniversary together on the show. And but sitting in front of me is somebody. We're starting our radio career together. Derek Ashby is with us, and he's with Robinson Sales. I told you Kurt Heckman was going to be with us. That's the next hour. Got a little bit ahead of myself. But Derek is in front of me, and he's with Robinson Sales. He had a company, and now he's doing some things a little bit different. He's actually an incubator tenant. And we're going to even talk to us about that a little bit. Derek, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. How are things going?
Very good. Very busy.
Now, tell me about Robinson Sales.
Robinson Sales is a company I recently merged my previous company with.
Which was
Tree Tech Digital Systems. That was a company that I was working with a company out of Brazil as their U.S. distribution channel.
And to do what?
To distribute a product to the electric utility industry, which was to monitor power transformers, condition monitor power transformers while they were still energized, which in the utility industry is very important because outages to do maintenance and to determine condition of power transformers are very difficult to come by.
Now, while I'm curious about this, while they're still energized, what does that mean?
Power transformers are...
What would we, if we're driving down the road, is that the big round thing we see sitting up on top of the pole?
No, they're distribution transformers.
Oh,
they're very low voltage. Power transformers are typically anywhere from 115,000 volts to 500,000
volts. And where would we see one of those? Would the average human ever see one of those?
When you're driving down the road and you see a big chain link fence.
Thin air, yes. That's what I was talking about, yeah.
Yeah, with big transmission lines going to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's where electric power is transformed. That's why they call them transformers,
right.
From higher voltages to lower voltages so they could be distributed.
And used by the consumer.
That's correct.
Because as they come into the head, so to speak, it's too much power.
That's correct.
It's got to be down, just like when you've got a little transformer on one of your computer, the brick that you plug your computer and charge your battery up with.
That's
got to be transformed so it doesn't blow your computer out of the water.
That's correct.
Yeah, so it's a big daddy version of what I was just talking about, right?
Extremely big daddy.
Yeah, yes. Big daddy. Yeah. Okay, now, but back to this. I'm sorry, folks. I hope you're interested in this because this fascinates me. And next time you drive down the road, you'll be able to explain to your children what this is. So what is it? What do you mean by energize? You said, what did you call it again?
While they're energized.
Yeah.
Basically, while they're in service, while they're transforming voltage. In order for a maintenance personnel to get up and do some sort of assessment on that transformer, it's not safe. So
your equipment allows them to go to a transformer that's working and test it without being fried.
That's correct, except it takes it a step further. The engineer can do it from his office.
Remote.
That's correct.
Yeah, so really a long way away from getting fried.
That's correct.
They do it by Internet? or
Yes, by Internet.
How about that, folks? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? How did they used to do it before Internet?
They would have to schedule an outage, which means...
So this is real-time testing. Nobody misses a beat testing.
That's correct.
How about that? Mm-hmm. Well, now, so folks, see how important this is? And you thought you didn't know where I was going with this, didn't you? Yeah, this is good stuff. So now I don't have to read in the paper that you're gonna turn the electricity off to my office for an hour today because the guy's back there drinking his coffee and testing it in the office.
That's correct.
How about that? That's pretty good. So that's what you used to do for yourself.
That's correct.
And you worked with the products you bought were coming from
Brazil.
And you represented that company, or you bought it from the, how was it?
It was a buy and resell. It was purely a distribution.
You were an OEM, sort of speak for them?
That's correct.
A reseller?
Yes.
And you sold it to utilities that use those products?
Yes.
So basically you were a supplier?
That's correct.
Okay, all right.
Except it was a little bit more
technical.
Complicated than that, because it was a brand new product, brand new technology. So I was sort of the pioneering representative for them.
So you have to go to utilities and have to convince them to do this? I mean, were they saying, oh, no, we don't want to do this in our offices. We want an outage. We want to make an outage and put everybody out of business for an hour or two while our guys go out there and have the opportunity to get electrocuted.
Yeah.
Did they say that?
Well, you'd be surprised at how slowly.
No, I wouldn't. I would not be surprised. Did I not just tell you the story?
Yeah.
Do I know these guys or what?
You know them pretty well. I mean, it's...
it's amazing. And I don't mean those guys, but I know people, how people are.
Yeah.
It's not the way my granddaddy did it.
That's right.
Right?
And the electric utility business is like that. They're very slow to adopt new technology, so...
Is there any Kool-Aid you can give them to make them come around? What do you do?
I wish there was. But, you know, we made some inroads and have several nice projects around the country, particularly in California we did really well. But in order to increase my product offering and to reduce my travel, that's when I joined with Robinson Sales.
So you basically merged that your company in with them?
That's correct.
And you felt like you could really leverage what you knew how to do better. They were... better capitalized, perhaps, I don't know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. Congratulations on seeing that and making that happen.
Yeah.
So now you are doing that, but you're in an incubator.
Yeah.
Is that right? You're in tenant of an incubator.
Correct.
And when we come back, I want you to tell us what it's like being in an incubator, how that's benefited you.
Okay.
Because we got them locked into us right now, because I know they're going to want to hear about this. Give us your website, please.
Robinson Sales is www.robinsonsales.com.
Robinsonsales.com. Quick break. Right back after these messages. 10 till. I'm Jim Blaxingay. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blaxingay. Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling. Garrett County, Maryland. Is that possible, Derek? Can you actually rock and roll Garrett County, Maryland?
Absolutely.
Well, if it's not before, we're doing it right now. Derek Ashby, ladies and gentlemen, is in front of me. He's with Robinson Sales. He's what is your title now? You're VP of
Sales.
Sales for Robinson Sales. Mm-hmm. And now, you could have picked anywhere in the world to do your business.
That's correct.
And you picked Garrett County, Maryland.
Sure.
What were you thinking?
Well, if you've ever been here, you'd know. It's beautiful.
I was being sarcastic. Yeah, it is. It's magnificent, isn't it?
Yeah, and really, the incubator project really facilitated the fact that I could start my business here and run it successfully here, because it gave me real credibility as a beginning business, having a separate office location rather than trying to operate out of my house.
Right. Contrary to what some people say, home-based business is a great thing. Sometimes you need something else.
That's correct. In my line of work, when you're dealing with large corporations, publicly traded corporations, it's really difficult for them to take you seriously when you come in and you don't have a suite number behind your address, or
it's not a business founding address.
That's correct.
You know, a Mill Pond Lane just doesn't it doesn't blow their doors off, does it?
That's correct.
Yeah, that happens, and that's it's just something, and good for you, and good for this county and for the state of Maryland for me, because I know I talked to the high priest of commerce for Maryland yesterday, Iris Melissarotis. And he was talking about the network of incubators they have across the state.
Mm-hmm.
And so congratulations on that to them and to you for taking advantage of that. What are the other advantages of being in an entrepreneurial center, incubator?
Well, the Internet access here was just excellent. It's a T1 line.
Which I'm availing myself of right now.
Yes. So that was a big selling point for me. The fact that we could share services in many
Do they answer your phone for you?
If you needed to, they could.
They're back up if you need them to be.
That's correct.
You didn't have to buy a copier or a fax machine. You didn't have to rent a conference room that you use once a month or whatever.
That's right.
And pay for it the whole month. You could sort of rent it by you know, by the hour, so to speak.
That's correct. And I'm on the road a lot, so
yeah.
They really help me out when I need things, accepting packages, getting packages out. I couldn't have done it without the incubator.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. And, folks, I hope you're listening to that across the country. If there's an incubator near you and you can't quite figure out how you're going to make all this happen, Derek, would you agree with me? Go see what they got going on over there.
Absolutely. It's cost-effective, and it's just a very professional way to start your business.
Well, and if you don't have an incubator near you, you might want to talk to your local politicians and the governor and the high priest of commerce of your state and or priestess, if that's the case, as the case may be, and see why you don't have one. Incubators are really emerging across this country, and they're another reason, Derek, when I say the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. Part of the reason is because of these incubators.
Yeah, I agree.
And a lot of different kinds. There are high-tech incubators. There are just regular incubators. There are retail incubators. There are kitchen incubators. Mm-hmm. So tell us, we still got about a minute and a half or so. Tell us about the kind of customers you call on and what it's like doing business with them.
Primarily, it's electric utilities. Investor-owned electric utilities are the primary market because they...
Mutuals? Mutual type?
Well, there are co-ops. And
co-ops. I meant to say co-op.
Yeah.
Right.
They're a little bit smaller. And,
there is a whole community of co-op utilities out there, aren't there?
Oh,
they have their own trade group, basically, don't they?
I've met
them.
That's right. But to buy my type of product, it takes a significant investment. So the asset...
How much?
Anywhere from $50,000 to $200,000.
Right. Okay. That's a blink level.
Yeah, sure. And so the asset that it's being applied to has to be significant. And the people that have those types of assets, those types of transformers, are typically investor-owned. And they sell power to the co-ops.
Well, they're just like any other small business. They got to watch their pennies.
That's right.
And you have to justify, this is an investment they don't have to make, right?
That's correct.
You have to justify where the value is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I also sell to large industries that can't afford to take outages, that use a lot of power.
I hadn't thought about that. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, Derek, thanks for being here.
No problem.
Congratulations on your business. Give us your website again, please.
It's robinsonsales.com.
.com. Thanks very much for being here.
All right, thank you.
And I'm going to be looking forward to seeing you later in the week.
Okay, great.
Derek Ashby, ladies and gentlemen, with Robinson Sales. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners like Derek Ashby, like Gary Rudell, and like Beverly Williams, and all the other small business owners I'm going to meet up here in Mountain Lake, Maryland. I'll be back right after the news in the next hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.